As I said, this is Sister LaShonda. We are happy to be here. This is a prayer service. I say it all the time. I believe that y'all are doing it, but just for the people that may just be new. Listen, there's going to be prayer leads, but we want you to lean in. We want you to pray. We want you to get what you came for. Hey, put your own fleece before God and ask him what you will. And I believe that God, the God that hears and answers, he will hear and answer you. We're going to go ahead and get started. Sister Elaine is going to be our first prayer lead, and if she's ready, it is in your hands, ma'am.
I'm ready. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Grateful for waking up this morning. I did get some sleep last night, so I'm happy about that. I'm at my location in my kitchen, of course. The sun is shining bright. Everything is beautiful to me right now. My topic this morning is Psalms 18 and 29. It says that this part of the Psalms is a song of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said in verse 29, "For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and he is a buckler to all those who trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." And then it says, "With your help, I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall." In this verse, David credits God for his military victories and skill. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I worship you. I praise you because you are a great and living God. I thank you, Lord God, constantly for your son Jesus that died on that cross for all of us, that died that we can live and that he still lives also right now. I thank you, Lord, because you are a God of thanksgiving and for deliverance out of all things that we go through, no matter what it is, in sickness, the bad, the good, the everything, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that come on this line each and every day of the week. I thank you, Lord God, for our Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark and his wonderful wife, Pastor Lenore Marie Clark. I thank you for each and every person near and far. I thank you because you are a God, Lord God, that we can advance and we can go against anything and we can come out delivered from it all. I thank you, Lord God, because your ways are not like ours. Your ways are totally different from the way that we think, the way that we act, the way that everything that we do. Our ways are not like yours, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, because you have saved us. I thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning, Lord God, because there's a lot of things going on in this world. And you said we are not of this world, and we're not. We believe and trust in you. We're not of this world, and we got to think better, and we got to think different. We got to think like you think, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our children. We thank you, Lord God, for our nieces and nephews and great nephews and grandkids and great grands and just everything this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God of everything that we need and everything that we want. We thank you, Lord God, that in every word of this Bible that it represents how we supposed to live and how the things that we see in this Bible that is happening even right now, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for the president, Lord God, the vice president. I pray that they do things right in your eyes, Lord God. I pray that they set a standard that's supposed to be and not be against the people, Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, because you are a God of you're just a wonderful God, and I give thanks to you. I give honor to you this morning. I lift my hands up to you this morning. I bow down to you this morning, Lord, because we thank you this morning. We thank you that we're able to get up and to get on this line. We thank you for this new ministry right now that we have. We thank you that we were able to come out each and every month to meet each other, to listen to the great word that the bishop gives us each and every day of the week, not just that once a month, but he gives us a word every day and every evening, even for our evening sacrifices, Lord God. We thank you for that at 7 o'clock daily. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the help that you give us, the things that you give us. I thank you, a lot of stuff we ask you for we shouldn't even have. We shouldn't even be asking you for it. But we ask you anyway, Lord, for the things that we even shouldn't even have. I thank you, Lord, because you're a God of, like I said, of everything. I thank you for each and every person, because the people that come on to pray, we all pray different. We all ask for different things. We all see things differently. You made us, each and every one of us, individually different, but you made us unique in our own styles and in our own ways, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, this morning that I can wake up and see, that I can wake up and see and see who you are clearly, that I can wake up and I can hear you, and I can hear your voice from time to time if I just sit still. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a wonderful God. You are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters. We give you thanks for that. You're the only king. You're the only king that we're supposed to serve. You're the only king that we're supposed to look up to and ask for anything from you, Lord God, as long as we worship and adore and set your face to our face, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that ran streaming down, Lord God. We thank you for that blood. We thank you on yesterday to hear the great word about Bathsheba and David and the woman that laid in the bed with him to keep him warm, the little virgin, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Bathsheba asking for her son to be the king because David promised her that. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the richest and wisest man that was ever on this earth, Lord God. No, we have a great God, a wonderful God, a magnificent God, and he can turn things around like we have never seen before. You can ask them for whatever you need or whatever you want, and if it's all right in his eyes, he's going to grant it to you. We thank you, Lord God, for just being God, just being who you are. We thank you. We thank you and we give you praise. We honor you. We love you, Lord God. We love you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for the host this morning. We thank you for her. We thank you for her tuning in, coming in from work or wherever she is, Lord God. We thank you for her. We thank you for just hearing her voice this morning, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one of the hosts that come on each and every week, Lord God. I ask that you bless them, Lord God, that you bless them and that you meet their needs and that it's nothing that they can't ask you for, that you would give it to them, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer leads this morning, Lord God, and each and every week, Lord God. We thank you for them, that you grant them and that you look down on them this morning also, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are here. You are here with us. We thank you and we praise your name. You are magnificent, Lord God. You are magnificent to us in our eyes, Lord God. We'll continue to look up to you. We'll continue to praise your holy name, Lord God. We love you this morning. We thank you for the elderly this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they are people that are still with us and they still worship with us and they still do everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're not sick in their bodies and they can still move around good, Lord. They can still fix them something to eat each and every day, Lord God, and that they're not dependent on anyone but you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the elderly. We thank you, Lord God, for the mentally ill and the sick and the sick this morning, Lord God. I ask you to touch the clients that I serve each and every day, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to bring their minds to where it should be, Lord God. Oh, they talk about the dopamines and stuff that they're missing out of their brains. I ask you, Lord God, that you restore that to them this morning, that they're able to think, Lord God, and that they don't think that being on drugs is the way to help them, Lord God. I pray for them this morning. I pray for the homeless this morning. I pray, Lord God, that they can find shelter somewhere, Lord God, somewhere nice, somewhere where you would expect them to be, that you open up their minds this morning, Lord God. And I thank you and I give you praise, Lord God. I thank you for the people right now that you helped them that's depressed this morning, depressed about just anything, things that have happened to them in the past, Lord God. I ask you to look at them this morning, Lord God, and help them to know that you are there, that you are here right in that depressed mind, that you bring them out of that today, Lord God. Oh, I thank you this morning. I thank you for everything. I thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you're about to do right now. I thank you and I give you praise. I honor you right now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll give it back to the host.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Elaine, always starting us off on Monday and always have a grateful spirit. I love hearing you pray. You're always thankful. You're always grateful. And we are so appreciative of all of our prayer leads. People of God, you never know what people are going through. And let me tell you, just by a count that I know, that our prayer leads, our prayer hosts, sometimes they're getting on here sick. Sometimes they're having different things going on in their life, but they're still pushing through and they're getting on here. And that's why I say, when you're on here, don't get what you need. If you're here for 5 minutes, get whatever it is that you need, get it, because it is here. I believe that the word is true. And he says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. So when you get up in the morning and you set your mind to get on the line, make sure that you're coming and you're getting it exactly what it is that you need. Hey, I want to just make a couple of announcements. Then for sure I'm going to hand it over to our next prayer lead. But I want to thank the ones that did join. You may have to go right now, but I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And, hey, remember that every seed produces a harvest. You want to make sure that you have seed in the ground, okay? So If you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark. You can give there. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. If you're going to text to give, you can text GIVE to 216-446-1209. I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way. Sister Tanya is back. Her voice is good. If she's ready, I'm putting it in your hands, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning. I am back and feeling so much better, so much better. And we serve a good God. And today, our scripture verse comes out of Jeremiah 29, verse 12. It says, "Then you call me," or verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And verse 12 says, "And then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." God, we come to you this morning. And we thank you because you are such a faithful God who loves us unconditionally. Lord, we thank you that you said that when we come to you and pray, that you will listen to our prayers, Father God. So we pray, Father God, that we will recognize and realize and remember that you have planned out our lives for us in perfect order, Father God. So we pray, Father God, that you continue to order our steps and that we will be obedient, Father God, to the leading of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, for a newness. Great is your faithfulness, O Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that every day we would decrease, that you might increase in our lives all the more, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we recognize that it is not us that can get things done, but us through you, Father God, that all things are possible. And so I pray, Father God, that you would move on behalf of your people. I pray that you would hear our cries, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, as we cry out to you, Lord Jesus, that our eyes and our hearts and our minds would be open. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that we will walk in restoration. Thank you for renewing us each and every day, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will walk right step in lock with you. I pray, Father God, that our hearts would be broken with the things that break your heart, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we would continue to repent, continue to turn from our wicked ways, Father God, and to look to you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. I pray, Father God, that we won't come again with our hands open to receive, but to give, Father God, back the things that you have given to us, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that our hearts would be still before you. I pray, Father God, that we would take time to carve out of our day just to spend time with you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, you become more important in our lives, Father God. We pray, Father God, that as the song says, we would make room for you, Father God. That we won't put idols before you. We won't put other gods before you, Father God, but we will seek you first. So, Lord, we thank you that you said you stand at the door and you knock, Father God. I pray that we would be willing each and every day to open the door, that you would come into our lives. I pray, Father God, that you would redeem us unto yourself. Lord Jesus, we pray for the lost right now, those who do not know you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we will be your vessels, that we will be your messengers, Father God, to spread the word. Lord Jesus, I pray that we will be willing vessels to spread the word to those who are lost. Father God, I pray for our youth right now. Our youth, Father God, who might be wayward, Lord Jesus, who are trying to find things out, who are maybe being influenced by just the wrong things, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would surround them with other youth who love the Lord, that would lift them up and encourage them, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would allow them to see that they are fearfully and they are wonderfully made. They are yours, Father God. They have been bought with a price, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Father God, that you would surround them with people who love them to let them know that they are more in you, Father God, that we are children of the Most High God. And so I pray for protection around our youth all around the world that go into these schools. I pray, Father God, for protection. I pray for the teachers and protection over them, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our students will be just willing to learn, Father God, new things. Open up their minds to see new things, Father God. And we come against the works of the enemy and everything that he tries to do, Father God, to hinder us, to hinder our youth, to hinder our young children, Father God. We cast them into the pit of hell from which to come. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father God, that they would hunger and they would thirst after righteousness. May we all, Father God, hunger and thirst after righteousness, Father God. Help us to run the race that you have called us to run, Lord Jesus. Help us to cease not praying, Father God. Help us to cease not worshiping, Father God. Help us to cease not giving you all the praise, honor, and the glory, for you are just a good, good Father who loves us so much, so much that you sent your son to die on the cross for our sins, oh God. And you raised him again on the third day. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are our healer. I thank you that you touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we continue to run this race, forgetting that which was behind us and pressing on towards the mark that you have called us to, Father God. Help us to keep pressing on towards the mark. Help us not to grow weary and well-doing, Lord Jesus. We lift our hands to you, Father God. We say, I surrender, Father God, all to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to surrender. Help us to live a life of surrender, Father God. Help us, Father God, to hear your voice more clearly, Father God, through your word. Help us not to be readers of your word, but doers of your word also, Father God. For we know that faith without works is dead. Help us to, Father God, every day to put our faith into action. So I thank you for our leaders. I thank you for our pastors all around the world, Father God, those who are preaching truth, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would help them to be accountable, help them to be encouraged, Father God. Help them also to learn to rest in you, Lord Jesus, that they would, again, bring forth the truth through your word, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we, Lord Jesus, would just not only just want to learn, but to listen, Father God. And so I pray, Father God, that as you continue to keep your hands outstretched over us, Father God, as you continue to dance over us, Father God, as you continue to remind us of who you are, Father God, I pray that we would walk in your authority. I pray, Father God, that we would walk in confidence that we are yours. Thank you for allowing us to be your children. Thank you for your gift of grace, Father God. Thank you for your gift of mercy. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for calling us by name. Thank you that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father God. But I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would work while it's still day. For you said that the time is coming, we won't be able to work, Father God. So I pray that we would be about your business, that we would be about the things that you have called us to do, Father God. For we know that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but your word will remain, Father. And so I pray, Father God, that we will plant your word, the seed of your word in the lives of the people around us, Father God, that people will be encouraged, they'll be uplifted, Father God, that they will not be downcasted or defeated. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that we will look to you. I pray, Father God, that your mercy and your grace, Father God, will rule and reign in our lives, Lord Jesus, that we would not be down and out, that we would be glad. And when people look at us and say, why are you so happy? Because God is. I thank you that you say you are Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. And in the end, we win. And so I thank you for victory in our lives each and every day, Father God, through our finances, through our job, Father God, through establishing and reestablishing relationships with our family members that we have lost contact with, Father God. I pray, Father God, again for healing, even in our families and on the jobs and in our hearts and in our minds. I pray, Father God, that we would just make you proud. That you would say, well done, good and faithful servant, Father God. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that we won't forget that you called us. And we have the opportunity to come to you each and every day. And so I thank you, Father God, that we can come to you and we can pray. We can lift you up, Father God. And I pray that you will be glorified in our lives. Lord Jesus, I pray that as people see us, they see more and more and more of you. I pray, Father God, that as they see us, they see more and more and more of your love and your passion and your mercy and your grace, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we will recognize that you have the plans of our lives, again, already set in motion. I thank you that we are reminded in the book of Isaiah, see, I am doing a new thing, Father God. I pray that in 2025 that you would do a new thing. And I pray, Father God, that as we your people, as we your church, I pray, Father God, that we would become less like the world and more like you. I pray, Father God, that the churches would rise up in truth and in power, Father God, sowing seeds of affirmation, Lord Jesus. The people won't be discouraged, they'll be encouraged. They won't run from the church, they'll run to the church, Father God. For you say the righteous can run in and they are safe. And so, Lord, we lift you up. We magnify you, Lord. We say you are worthy of all the praise. We say that you are worthy of all the glory. We give you praise today, Father God, because you are worthy to be praised. Because you have answered prayers, Father God. A prayer that we haven't even prayed yet, Lord Jesus, and yet you're still moving on our behalf, Father God. You're opening up doors, as my mom would always say, that no man that no man can shut. And you close doors that no man can open, Father God. And so I just pray that as we sit at your will, Father God, that we would glean from your water, Lord Jesus, that out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water, Father God. Help us to live in you. And help us to live knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father God, for just loving on us each and every day. And most of all, for waking us up this morning to breathe life into us one more time. We say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. So while we're here on earth, I pray that we would do the work that you have called us to do, and that we would do it with joy, and we would do it with gladness, Father God, that we would be humble about it. I pray, Father God, that we would be constantly girded up, ready to go, Father God, prepare, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we would prepare people, that when we are called to give the message, we can do it with greatness and gladness, Father God, because we have sat with you, and we have communed with you, and we have talked with you, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do only what you can do in our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. We thank you because you said, I know the plans that I have for you. So, Lord, I just pray that we'll keep that in mind, that you know the plans, and so we can't force it because you're going to bring it to light each and every day. So, Lord, we say thank you. We praise you. We're full enough to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. And I turn it back over into the hands of Pastor LaShonda Miller.
Minister, she's not a pastor.
Thank you, Ma. All right, people of God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Because my mother is going to correct it. But people of God, we are so grateful for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. We thank God. We thank God. You know, preaching is proclaiming. So we are all pastors in our own right. If you are telling of the good news, we don't need titles, though. That's fine. We don't need a title. The title that is so applicable is the children of the Most High God. So we are thankful for that. Thank you again, Sister LaTanya, for your prayer this morning. And as we get ready to go, it's our halftime. It's a time where we are able to just take a moment and praise him, worship him. And I know that some are at work. Normally, that's where I'm at, and I don't even get an opportunity to jump on here. But today, I am here, and I believe that we can just take a moment to praise him. I'm going to unmute the line. I know some are at work, so you do what you need to do. Maybe you just raising your one finger. But if you can, if you're able, if you have the ability to verbally praise him, we're going to do that at this time, all right? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything and all things, Lord. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
faith. Listen, if you do have to go, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. I'm praying that you got what you needed. I say it all the time. It's going to be prayer leads, but the Lord is hearing your prayer as well. Push in, lean in, put your fleece before the Lord and ask him what you will. And if you're asking according to his will, I believe that he is going to grant it unto you. All right, at this time, we're going to hand it over to Sister Cynthia. It's in your hands, ma'am.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. God is a good God, so I forgot I was not muted, but I believe what I believe in. So I thank God for this morning that I once again have an opportunity to go before His throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, so Lord, we thank You and we praise You. We give You glory and we give You honor, God, because You're always worthy to be praised. No matter, God, what we're going through in our life, You're still honored. You're still able to be praised in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank You and we praise You for another day. We thank You, God, for watching over us all night long. No hurt, harm, or danger came to us, God. We're grateful and we're thankful this morning. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that You will meet every need this morning of the people that's going through in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that You will hear their prayers, God. I pray that You will answer because You're the only God that answers according to Your word. So I pray, God, this morning, whatever the need is that You will supply, I pray, God, that whatever we're going through that You will touch, You will minister, God, to us in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we're not to be anxious for anything, God, because You know, God, everything that we have need of. You know, God, that You're the supplier of the need. And so, God, whatever we're going through, God, I pray that we would bring all our cares upon You because You care for us, God. I thank You this morning that You care for us in a special way, that You love us, God, that You love us more than anything because You're the God of love. And so, God, we thank You for all that You're doing. We thank You, God, that You're watching, Lord, over our children, God. We thank You and we praise You, God, that You have them covered under the blood, that even when they are not in our presence, God, You know all that's going on. And so, God, we thank You for covering our great-grandchildren, God. We thank You for just covering our family in the name of Jesus. And so, God, this morning, I'm praying, Lord, and standing in proxy for all of us that who have lost a loved one, God. I'm praying, God, that You would give us the strength that we need to be able to bear and be able to go through in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, Lord, because my aunt, they found her son dead, and I just pray, God, for strength for everybody, God, that's going through and that's suffering at this time, because You are the God that healeth thee. You are the God, Lord, that healeth thee, because You said that by Your stripes we already healed. You said we could send forth Your word, God. So on this morning, God, I send forth Your word that You would begin to heal Your people emotionally, God. Whatever it is that they are going through, God, that You will be able to heal them in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank You and I praise You, God. I praise You, Lord God, because You hear us when we call on You. You already know what the need is. You already know what we're going through, God, because You have the answer, but You are all-knowing God. You're the only God. You're the only true and living God. There is no other God besides You, God. And so we follow You, God. And so, God, we thank You, God, that You set up men and women for us to follow as they follow You. And so we're forever grateful. We're forever thankful, God, that all that You're doing and all that You have done in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, I'm always reminded, Lord, of the two houses, God, and how the storm came to both houses, Lord. And we was not exempt, God. We was not exempt from the storm. But God, is what we're standing on. We literally have to stand on the rock. We have to stand upon Your word, God. So when it comes, because storms going to come, we're not exempt. Because You said both houses got the same storm, the wind, the rain. And one stood and one was destroyed because they were standing on the sand. They built their house, but not on You, God. But we're building our house, God, on You. So when the storm comes, we're able to stand. We don't fall under. We don't faint, God, because we know You got us, God, in the name of Jesus. Because when the storm passed, we're still standing. And so we're still able to praise You. We're still able to give You the glory and to give You the honor because we serve such a great God. And we know that Your word should not come back void. We know it's going to accomplish what we sent it to do, because You said, God, if we give You Your word, will You not honor Your word? And so we are thankful today that we have a God that we can give
back his word, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't go around feeling like man needs to be our king. No, you are our king. You are our covering, God. You have us covered in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you that we're walking towards you, that our life is connected to you, God, and that you move in our life. And you speak, Lord, and you answer, God. And so we don't have to worry about, God, leaving you, looking for something else, chasing something else, because it's not going to help us spiritually, God. It's just not going to help us spiritually. So we got to hold on to your unchanging hands because your hands don't change. We have to begin to continue, Lord, to thirst and hunger at the righteousness. We have to continue to stand in right standing with you. We have to continue to lift up clean hands, God. We have to continue, Lord, to seek you like never before. We have to, Lord, stand in proxy. We have to pray for those. We have to have compassion on one another, God. If the people are losing their jobs, God, I pray, God, that you will cover those people, Lord. I pray, God, that you will cover the homeless, God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will begin to build a house for the homeless people. Lord, they build everything. Everywhere you look around, God, they build them. And I pray that you would touch somebody's heart, somebody's mind, God. Give them the vision to begin to build a home for people to have homes to live in. We're thankful and grateful, God, that we have a home, Lord. We're thankful, God, that we don't have to go to the hunger center, God, to get food. We thank you, God, because you're a supplier, because your word says, you know we got need of all these things, God. And you're a supplier, so we thankful, God. We're grateful. We don't look down on nobody, God. We pray that you have mercy. We know that your word said that the poor would be with us always. We know, God, that your word said that they, Lord, sold the poor for a pair of shoes. God, we know you got us covered, God. Even our shoes, you got us covered. And we're thankful and we're grateful, God. You're awesome, God. And every day we ought to lift up and give you praise and give you honor. Because it's because of you that we move and we have our beings. It's because of you, God. It's not because of us. You said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, you said, in your name, not in our name, God, but in your name, God. And so we have to remember that is you. That is you that rule and reign. God, that is you, Lord. You are all-knowing, God. You see everything that's going on. So we just have to keep praying and seeking you, God. But we can't faint in this hour. We can't give up in this hour. We got to hold on like never before. Lord, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, God, would humble themselves and pray and seek your face. God, you told us to turn from our wicked way. You weren't talking about those, God, that don't serve you. You said your people, God. You said your people. We got to turn the place over. We got to seek you. Because we know we covered, God, under the blood. We know, God, when the storm comes, it will not destroy us. It will not take us out. And so, God, we have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When all obedience, we have to be in obedience to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we have to do what you tell us to do. And Lord, you said that we have to bring the tithes and offering. You said, will a man rob God? We said, no, God, the man won't rob you. We said, but yet you have robbed me in tithes and offering. We have to do something, God. You said faith without works is dead. And we keep trying to just have faith and no works. And so we said, Lord, we waiting on you to give us that job. We say, no, I'm waiting on you to get up. I'm waiting on you to fill out the application. And I'll breathe over it. Lord, we said, we need for you to help us on this test. He said, no, I need for you to study. so I can bring all things back to your remembrance, but I can't bring it back if nothing there. You said we got to study to show ourselves approved. A workman not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word truth. You said we'll hear a word behind us, God. Give us ears to hear. What are you saying to your people in these last and evil days, God? What are you saying to your people? Because we belong to you, so you're speaking, God. You said, look not to the left, look not to the right, but we got to look straight ahead so we can see. But we got to see in the spirit realm. We got to call those things that's not as though they already were. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to that sycamine tree, be God removed and be God cast into the sea. What is the sycamine tree, God, on today? So, God, I pray, God, that you touch the heart of your people. I pray, God, that you would hear our prayers on today. I pray, God, that you would open up a window from heaven and pour out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive. I pray, God, that you will continue to keep this ministry afloat. I pray, God, that the people know, God, what to do, that they have to do to keep the ministry going, Lord. Because even in your word, God, you told them how to build a house. You told them how to, what to put in there, God. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that's doing. What you have asked us to do. And I pray, God, that you continue to bless us. I pray, God, that you will continue to cover us. I pray, God, that you will continue to meet the need. And I pray, God, that you will continue to heal the hearts of your people. And I pray, God, all of us that's going through on this morning, God, that's going through something, I pray, God, that you will meet the need in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you would heal the hearts of your people. And I pray, God, Lord God, that you will continue to be God. And we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen the bishop and Sister Lenore. I pray, God, that everything they need, God, that you will supply. That it won't be a want, that it won't be a need, but it'll be supplied according to your riches and glory, and that you will rebuke the devil for our sake, God, because they come, because you said the enemy come to skeet, to kill, steal, and destroy. But his ultimate goal, God, is to try to kill us, but you say that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I thank you on today for the abundant life. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you, and I call it done by faith. I give you the glory and I give you the honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host, Minister LaShonda. God bless you, saints.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that good prayer. We thank you for jumping in and praying for the people that have had loss. As you said, that you have lost in your family, and we're praying for you. But we, you know, people are going through something every single day. It's not just us that go through, but people are going through every single day. And you can be that light. You can be that person that can speak life into the situation. So let's keep that in mind every time we're interacting with somebody. We are the light of the world. All right. And we, so we have a prayer for everyone. All right. Hey, we're almost finished. We got 15 more minutes, but let me do my work for the ones that are willing. They're looking, they're asking. I want to be a prayer lead. I might want to be a host. I want to try to host the prayer line. You can call the church at 216-475-6327. And just leave a message, and we're definitely going to get back with you. Hey, I see the new people coming on. As Sister Elaine said, I'm jumping in and out. I'm playing double dutch, hopscotch, whatever. But whenever I'm available, I'm telling y'all, I will jump in. And I don't have any problem, and I'm sure none of the prayer leads or hosts have any problem matching up with you and praying, being your prayer partner if you're not sure you can get your whole 12 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever it is in. So lean in, find your space. You can pray, all right? And y'all know what I'm about to do. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. As a strong people, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And that is what we are doing. That is what we are doing. 2025, training for reigning. We're learning how to invest. We're learning how to invest. As Bishop said yesterday, the amens are good, but shaking your head in agreement, saying amen, that's faith without works. Let's put some work into it. We have to find it out. My mother will Google anything. Do you hear me? She will put Google on real quick and ask Google. And we can find things out because the information is like in our hands. It's in our fingertips. It might take you a little bit longer, but take the time that it takes, because everything, God makes all things perfect in his time, okay? All right. Well, y'all know, it's me. I'm the last prayer lead. I get to pray what's on my heart. Our Bible study this weekend, one of the things that came out in the Bible study that really got to a lot of people was we were talking about Daniel in the lion's den. And the word says that they found him praying. And I asked the people, I said, when was the last time you were found praying? When was the last time that you were found doing the right thing, found being faithful? That's our prayer. That's our prayer this morning. We want to pray for our sick list. I don't have it in front of me. We want to pray for Sister Keitha, who lost a cousin. We want to pray for this, the people, like my mother said, who have lost. Recent loss. We want to just pray for the people this morning, okay? So let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we do praise you. We thank you for another day that you allowed us to see. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind. We thank you, Lord. You are a good, good Father. You cover us. You look over us. You are concerned about the things that we are concerned about, not because you can't handle it, but, Lord, that you've seen it coming and you already have prepared an answer. Oh, I thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we stand before you, oh God, and we can lift our hands in worship. Lord, that you receive this worship. Lord, that you hear the cry of your people, O God. Lord, your word says that you are near to the brokenhearted, O God. And we thank you for it. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we can come to you. Lord, that you are the lifter of our heads, O God. Lord, when we are down, Lord Jesus, when we can't explain it, Lord, you are right there, right next to us, O God, lifting us up. Lord, your word says that when our mind is stayed on you, you are the God that gives us perfect peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you lift us up. We thank you, oh God, that you're right next to us, oh God. Even when it feels as if we're in the valley of the shadow of death, there you are. There you are with us, oh God. We go through nothing without you. And we thank you for it, oh God. We thank you that you are the God that hears and you are the God that answers. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we never want to get to a point where we're just asking. And we're not thankful for the things that you have given us. The song says, if you don't do anything else, you've done enough. But Lord, we thank you, God, that you are still looking to push us to another level. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are allowing us to have the desires of our heart. Lord, we thank you that someone is catching us in prayer. Lord, somebody is finding us right where we're supposed to be, being faithful. We thank you for it, oh God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we can stand in the gap for our brothers and for our sisters, oh God. Lord, that we can call out for one another. Lord, that we can touch and agree, oh God. And Lord, you said we're to touch and agree on anything, that you would grant it unto them, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that as a corporate prayer, we can lift one another up. Lord, we can lift up the generations, oh God. Lord, we can lift up to you even now the works that people are doing, oh God, all the ministries that are represented on the line, oh God. Lord, that we can lift them up to you, oh God. Lord, we can lift your men and women up to you, oh God. Lord, that you are giving them vision, oh God. And Lord, you are putting the people that they need to stand beside them, oh God, to lift up their hands, to keep their hands lifted, Lord Jesus, so that they continue to get victory, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now that you're putting the right people beside your men and your women, that they can proclaim the good news. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we're understanding that we are the church. Lord, that we are out there and we are representatives of you, oh God. Lord, we represent your love. We represent your power. We represent your peace. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for doing exactly what it is that you do, that you keep us, oh God, that you preserve us, oh God. Lord, that you provide for us, oh God. Lord, that you open doors, oh God. Lord, that you close doors, oh God. Lord, that you hold back the rain until you have a man to till the ground. Lord, we thank you. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you don't bless us too soon, that you don't release it too early, so that we're not destroyed by your blessing. But Lord, that as we mature, oh God, Lord, that you open it up and you give it to us right at the right time. Lord, that we don't keep running out after the blessing, but that we know the blesser. We know where we get our blessings from. Lord, that we don't use you as a genie in the bottle, oh God, as we stand before you with three commands. But Lord, that we are looking to you, oh God. Lord, that we have relationship with you, oh God. Lord, that we come to you as your children. Lord, we cry out and ask, Lord, for deliverance. Lord, we ask for provision. Lord, we ask for direction, oh God. And Lord, we are assured because your word says that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you. We thank you for ordering our steps, oh God. Lord, we call out the names, oh God. So many names on the prayer list, oh God. But you see them. You see them. Lord, you know the ones that are sick and shut in. Lord, you know the ones that are dealing with loss in their family. Lord, you know the ones that are dealing with different situations of provision. Lord, and what we don't know, you know, because you are an all-knowing, all-seeing God. Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, that the people are encouraged. They are encouraged to call out. They are encouraged to serve. They are encouraged to learn. Lord, that you are allowing them to see another day so that they can get it right this time. Lord, that you are allowing them to see another day so that they can plant a seed for generations to come. Lord, that they may not see it in their time, but that it will affect their lineage. that generations will look back and say, they sowed the seed. They were the beginning. They allow for the next generation and the generation after to know you. Let that be our testimony, O God. Lord, let it also be our testimony that we have done something in this earth, O God. Lord, that we have sown a seed that will affect the earth. We thank you for it, O God. We thank you for it. We claim it under the blood. We count it done in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, people of God, if y'all don't mind, let's seal these prayers with a praise. I'm going to unmute the line at this time. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we
thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Praise you.
Bless your name.
Goodness and your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone have a blessed and beautiful day.
For Jesus, it's heard of for the people that are doing prayer, God. Heard them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And adore you. There is like you, O God, in all of the earth. We praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Hey, I know some of y'all remember this, but it's the song. I got a river of life flowing of me. Take the lane to the walk and the line
to see.
Open up the prison, Lord, let the captive be. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Bring up a well deep in my soul. Bring up a well and make me whole. Bring up a well and give to me that life. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for everyone that joined us this morning. I pray that something said, something that was prayed, maybe even your own personal time, has caused you to be strengthened, has caused a river of life to flow out of you this morning. I pray that the blessings of the Lord overtake you, overcome you, chase you down. That's what I believe. Hey, we have daily bread right now. It's 9 o'clock. Meet us over on YouTube. Hey, if you can't get it live, you can always go back and get it. So stay connected, people of God. I'm going to unmute the line so y'all can say goodbye to one another.